The histopathology will show a loss of the granular layer or reduction of the granular layer in the epidermis. Besides this, we can see vesicles which lead to the development of the pustules containing mononuclear cells or neutrophils inside these vesicles present inside the epidermis. The dermis will contain the inflammatory infiltrate, that is mainly the T lymphocyte, Langerhans cells, dendritic cells, eosinophil and mast cells in the dermis. In the epidermis, there will be thinning of the suprapapillary plate as well. So here it is mentioned that in one of the studies, it was shown that distant septic foci have a role in causation of these sterile pustules. These distant septic foci may be present in the tonsils or in the oropharynx. And why it is said? Because in the tonsils, there are certain type of the T lymphocytes which have the antigen called the cutaneous lymphocyte associated antigens present on these T lymphocytes in the tonsils. So when the tonsils were removed, it led to the improvement in the palmoplantar pustules, but it's just a hypothesis, not proven in all of the studies. Then talking about the clinical manifestations, most of the patients present with the well-demarcated erythematous scaly lesions on the palms and the soles, which are started with the sterile pustules. The patient complain of the burning discomfort in these lesions. The most common site in the hand is the thenar eminence. Less commonly, the hypothenar eminence, the central part of the palm or the distal palm are involved. On the feet, in the instep, the medial and the lateral border of the foot at the level of instep or the sides or the back of the heel are involved. And less frequently, the distal sole or the whole of the sole can be involved. Usually the digits are spared, but if it is present, then it is associated with subungual pustulation. In hands and the feet, the lesions are usually symmetrically distributed, but asymmetrical lesions may also appear. The affected area will be dusky, red and scaly. Fissures may also be present sometimes. When the scale is removed, then it reveals glazed dull red surface. Within the plaque, numerous pustules will be present. Each pustule are very small, 2 to 5 mm in diameter. In the early disease, the dermoscopy will reveal the presence of these vesicles and vesiculopustules within the plaques. The fresh pustules are yellow in color, and as they grow older, they turn yellow brown, dark brown in the color, and then the pustule dries and is exfoliated and desiccated and exfoliated. When the palmoplantar pustulosis is present, then the lesions of the plaque psoriasis may be present elsewhere on the body in a minority of patients, and the other lesions on the body may be mild and atypical.